Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here on this Memorial Day. We're live on Memorial Day, and this is the day that we celebrate, commemorate, honor those who paid the last full measure. And Memorial Day has a great history, and we brought someone in who knows all about that. Ken Davis is our resident historian of the Brain Trust. Going back now almost a dozen years, he's been hanging out with us. He's written all the books on all the important history topics. Don't Know Much About History, which is the original one, and the whole franchise since then. Don't Know Much About the American Presidents, The Hidden History of American War, on and on. In fact, Ken, welcome back. Ken Davis, it's good to have you here.
It is always a pleasure to be with you, Jim, especially on this day. We've done this a few times.
We have. But I want to tell the audience that I don't have all your book. Folks, Ken has so many books. We actually have a Ken Davis library, a wing of my library in my studio. So I'm doing the show from the Ken Davis wing of my library. And rather than moving them all back and forth, it just seemed easier just to build a wing. So that's what we've done, Ken.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And there are more to come.
We're never known for hyperbole, me. But anyway, so Ken, I'm going to let you go first.
Well,
this is a solemn day in America, isn't it?
It is a solemn day, the most solemn day on our calendar. And, of course, you know, it is a weekend that everybody's out and having fun on the first long weekend of the summertime, at least unofficially. And, you know, you see all the sale signs, but it's not about the sale signs. It's not about the picnic. It's not about the barbecue. This is the day on which we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice, those who died in service to the country. It's not Veterans Day. It's not a day to remember just anybody. It's to remember those who gave what Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion in the perhaps the greatest speech in American history, the Gettysburg Address. So, you know, I always like to say that history is a lot of fun, and I like to have fun with history. This day, obviously, is not about fun. It's really about remembering those who died so that we have what we have.
Have we lost that here in America?
I think to some degree we have. I think partly it gets lost because of the commercialization. I think it gets lost in part because we are, for the most part, most Americans are very divorced from the military in this country.
More than ever before.
About 1% of Americans have a family member serving. We are at war still. It's, you know, so far removed from most of us that, you know, occasionally we get a headline about a loss here or a military strike there. But we have been at war now for more than 14 years.
Yeah.
And people don't think about it. It's not a part of our daily life the way that certainly World War II was.
And yet we still have hundreds of thousands of men and women standing at post for us around the world.
We lost the Navy SEAL yesterday. Somewhere right now, somebody is taking risks for us. And we can disagree with the politics of it, but we can't disagree with the sense of sacrifice and duty and honor, and that's part of what we're celebrating today. Mm-hmm. But as I said, this is specifically a day to remember those who died in service to the country. Just a quick history.
We lost a Navy SEAL yesterday in an exhibition accident.
That's right, right here outside New York, where we celebrate Fleet Week in New York City. The sailors, Marines, Coast Guard are all in town for the week, and you know, it is one of those weeks where here in New York, where we're more confronted with it. Just the fact of seeing guys and women walking around in uniform, it's a great reminder, and for the most part, a happy reminder.
I'd like to stick. And that thought, I'd like to, as we finish out this segment, I'd like to bring up something you and I haven't talked about much before. And that is, even though we just went through the reasons why America's not as, you know, maybe we're more likely to think about our picnic than we are to think about, to take a moment for those who died. And of course, we're not all like that. And the good news is those people paid the price so we can have this kind of freedom and kind of liberty. But my point is, there's one thing that hasn't changed, and that is the ability of Americans to demonstrate agape love. Love, devotion, commitment, sacrifice for people we don't even know.
A cause bigger than ourselves, and it is one of the things that is unfortunately more forgotten these days than
and than America, we still have plenty of those people.
We do.
Go ahead. I just wanted your thoughts.
I was just going to say, I mean, maybe we can come back to this. Many people still don't know where this holiday comes from. Very briefly, it really.
I want to do that in the next segment.
Okay, we'll go back.
I want you to talk to us about agape love. Go think back on the history that you've covered. Think back on the Minutemen. Think back on all the different people over the years. Talk about a long battle, and then another one right after that in 1812 with the Brits and a Civil War, and all that, the devotion, the ability of Americans to stand a post is an amazing thing over the centuries.
It is, and it always hasn't been happy or uncoerced. But I, Jim, am the son of a World War II veteran, a guy
who,
you know, went over to North Africa and Italy, and so that was very much in my growing up years. That my dad,
I think we determined, Ken, that our dads may have actually known each other because they were both in the same place.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, they call that group the Greatest Generation, and we honor that idea. But I, as a historian, can say every generation has also thrown up its Greatest Generation. When I think about here in New York, the people who raced down to the World Trade Center and the people who, went up those stairs, that's the Greatest Generation too. And so every American generation, every time has produced its own heroes. And I think it's wonderful to remember the Greatest Generation. But we've had many, many great generations.
Ken, hold on to that thought. Folks, we'll come back. I want to get Ken to talk to us about the origins of Memorial Day. We'll do that right after this break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. God bless America.
Say what you see, bit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.